Welcome to Tart Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and we're continuing today with the seventh Mizmor of the Book of Tehillim, Perek Zion. Let's begin with the first Pasuk. Shigayon LeDavid Asher Shar LaShem Al Divrei Kush Benyamini. A song of Shigayon, or with the Shigayon, by David, which he sang to God about Kush the Binyaminite. The Kush from the tribe of Binyamin. It seems like a very simple introduction, except that we're not sure what a Shigayon is or who Kush from Binyamin was. So the word Shigayon is used once in all of Tehillim, and the truth is it's really only used one more place in Tanakh in the book of Habakkuk, which we'll talk about in a minute. And there are many suggestions as to what this word is referring to. As always, it could be referring to the name of an instrument, and we just don't know what it is. But this word, this name, Rashi suggests it relates to the word mishge, which means a mistake. Kush, according to Rashi and Chazal, is referring to King Shaul, who was from the tribe of Binyamin. Now, why is he referred to as Kush, which means a black person? So our rabbis, Chazal, explain that just like the color black stands out, Shaul distinguished himself by his actions and beauty. The concept of Kush is referring to someone who is very distinguished. Hence, according to Rashi, David is thinking about a mistake that he made in how he treated, or actually mistreated, Shaul, who was in fact quite distinguished. And what mistake could he have made regarding Shaul? So according to the Mitzvot David, it was the mistake that he made when he was being pursued by Shaul and his men. David and his men were hidden in a cave, and Shaul and his men pursuing David, Shaul, not knowing that David was in that cave, went into David's cave to relieve himself. Now David could have easily killed Shaul at that moment in that very vulnerable position. However, instead, he cut the corner of Shaul's coat. And David meant well, because afterwards he wanted to prove his loyalty to Shaul by showing him that he cut off his coat when he could have killed him. However, it was not honorable to do to the king, and David was wrong. David was trying to control the situation, and he should have just not. The Radak gives another explanation for the title Kush that's used to describe Shaul. And he says that just like the color black stays black, so too, no matter what David can do to show his innocence, Shaul will not change his opinion about David. And David's song here begins with a clear sense of anxiety and fear, seemingly focused on the situation that he was experiencing where Shaul and his men were pursuing him. However, as the Mizmar unfolds, its scope broadens to include not only Shaul, but also other enemies, both enemies of David that he had personally, and of the Jewish people as a whole that we've had throughout the generations. So now let's look back again at the idea of the Shigayon, of Shigayon. There are moments when we feel unfairly pursued, completely convinced of our own innocence, while perceiving our enemies as entirely in the wrong. And in these moments, we may even feel that we do not, quote unquote, deserve the adversity that we're facing. Rabbi Hirsch points out that at times we might even go so far as to tell God how he should act, believing that we know what's best. This is similar to the prophet, the Navi Habakkuk, who insists that he will not move until God answers his complaint. You just learned this about a month ago. In the third chapter of Habakkuk, the parak begins, a prayer of Habakkuk al Shigyonos. Here's that word, Shigayon, we have here. Shigyonos is in Habakkuk. Rashi explains that Habakkuk's Shigayon, his mistake, was in thinking that he could dictate how God should run the world. And Rabbi Hirsch suggests that this song illustrates that this could be our mistake as well. So now let's read through the Pesukim and see how this theme unfolds. Pasuk Beis, verse 2. Hashem Elokai Bechach Hasisi, Hoshieni Mikol Rod 5, Hatzileni. Hashem, my God, I found refuge in you. Save me from all my pursuers and rescue me. Pasuk 3, Pasuk Gimel, Pen Yitrof Ka'aryeh Nafshi Porek Ve'ein Matzil. Lest like a lion they tear my soul and rip me up, and there is no one to save me. Notice the image of the lion that David uses. A lion viciously attacks its vulnerable and innocent prey, and that's how he sees himself being pursued by Shaul, vulnerable and innocent. These words can also be understood by the Jewish people throughout generations who have been mercilessly pursued despite their innocence. So Pasuk 4, Pasuk Dalet, Hashem Elokai, imasisi zos, im yesh avel bechapai, continuing with Pasuk Hei, im gamati shol mira va'achatza tzorri reikam. And he says to Hashem, Hashem, if this is my doing and my hands caused injustice, meaning if I'm guilty, if I paid back people who did good for me with bad, then Pasuk Vav, Yiradof oyev nafshi v'yaseg v'yirmos la'aretz chayai. Then if I'm wrong, let my enemies pursue and catch me and stamp my life into the ground, and my honor should rest in the dust. Selah. In other words, like a lion, they should trample and rip me apart. But he does not think that he deserves it. He is stating his own story. He's been so good to Shaul, and in return, Shaul is pursuing him viciously. David is describing his own predicament and clearly feels that he is innocent. And if you think further, isn't this a story of Jewish people throughout the generations? What did we do to cause pogrom after pogrom and libel after libel? The Selah here gives us a moment to catch our breath. And now that we feel that we're innocent, now that David feels that he's innocent, he asks God to enact justice. Pasuk Zion, Pasuk 7. Kuma Hashem ba'apecha, hinasei ba'avros tzorarai, v'ura elai mishpat tzivisa. Hashem, rise in your anger and raise yourself in fury against my tormentors, and awake for me the judgment you command. And now we're going to see the expansion of David's personal predicament to the entire nation being pursued by evil nations in the future. Pasuk Ches, Pasuk 8, Va'adas l'umim tesovaveka, va'aleha lamarom shuva. When the nations assemble around you, parenthetically, they're trying to show how they're persecuting the Jewish people for good reason. Rise up and return to your place on high. In other words, Hashem, don't have anything to do with them. And we're going to notice the shift now in the song when David realizes that Hashem will take care of the judgment. Pasuk Tes, verse 9. Hashem yadin amim, shafteini Hashem kitzidki uchusumi alai. Hashem will judge the nations. And judge me, Hashem, according to my righteousness and integrity. And David is clear that there's going to be a time that Hashem judges the nations, and at that time he will also judge me, meaning David, and the Jewish people. And at that time, Pasuk Yud, verse 10, Yigmar na ra reshaim uschonen tzadik, uvochen libos uchlayos elokim tzadik. Let the evil of the wicked ones come to an end and strengthen the righteous. And the fact that Hashem tests the hearts and kidneys is his righteousness, meaning that Hashem will end evil, the righteous will be strengthened, and that Hashem evaluates each person's true motivations that underlie their behavior. He looks into their innards, their hearts and kidneys. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Magini al Elokim, Moshia Yishrei Lev. My shield rests with Hashem. He saves those whose hearts are upright. Now that he feels that Hashem has seen that he is a good person from within, God has tested my heart and kidneys. He's seen that. He asks Hashem to protect him so that he won't be hurt by the evil and he won't become like the evil ones also. Pasuk Yud Beis, verse 12, Elokim shofet tzadik v'keil zo'em b'chol yom. Once again, David acknowledges now with more conviction that Hashem is the righteous judge and he is Kael Zo'im. He is angered every day. He sees the same evil that I'm seeing, says David, and it angers God just like it angers me. Rabbi Hirsch explains that deep down, the wicked one can sense that God is displeased with him, even if it's only with uneasiness or the voice of his conscience, that voice of God within man that will trouble him. Deep down, it's almost like a message that David is giving to Shaul that, you know, God is angry at you. Don't you feel it deep inside? Pasuk Yud Gimel, verse 13. If he doesn't do teshuvah, then he, meaning Hashem, will sharpen his sword, God's sword, and will bend and aim his bow and make ready so that the very acts he prepares to do for others will happen to himself. Pasuk 14, Yud Dalet, V'lo hechin klei maves, chitzav l'dokim yif'al. The weapons that he prepared to destroy others will be used for his own destruction, and it will be as if Hashem himself prepared the weapons. The best example is the story of Haman, who landed up building his own gallows. Pasuk tesvav, Hine yichabel aven, v'hara amal v'alad sheker. Behold, describing the enemy, he wants to bring forth acts of violence, and he conceives wicked schemes, and he gives birth to failure. The evil who devote themselves to bringing evil into the world ultimately will end up with no accomplishments. They will fail. Pasuk Tes Zion, verse 16, Bor kara vayech pereu, v'yipol b'shachas yif'al. He will dig a pit and will fall into the ditch that he made. Pasuk Yud Zion 17, Yashuv amalo v'rosho v'al kad kado chamaso yereid. His trouble shall return on his own head, and on his skull his violence will come down. And this is so reminiscent of the story of Purim, that it's brought down in Chazal, in Maseches Sofrim, that there's a custom to sing this as the song of the day for the day of Purim. Cush from Binyamin could be referring to Mordechai, who was from the tribe of Benjamin. Most communities, however, recite Mizmar 22 instead. However, this Mizmar, this song, feels very connected to Purim. And David is teaching us a profound lesson, a lesson we learn through the miracle of Purim, a lesson he, David, witnessed countless times in his own life, and a lesson woven throughout the history of the Jewish people. God will not allow evil to endure. And perhaps the shigayon, the mistake that we're talking about at the very beginning of the song, is the mistake that we think, or that the evil people think, that they can maintain their evil and it will endure, and that is a mistake. With that, we end with Pasuk Yud Ches, verse 18. David concludes with a clear acknowledgement and an excitement that, Odeh Hashem Kitziko, I will thank Hashem for his righteousness, Vazamra Shem Hashem Elyon, and I will sing praises to the name of Hashem, the Supreme. And despite the immense adversity that David faces, he ultimately recognizes that he does not need to tell Hashem how to run the world. Hashem will take care of the wicked in his own way and at the right time. And David realizes that it's a mistake to think that he must, quote unquote, direct Hashem, as if David understands the full picture. The takeaway for all of us is clear. We too need to surrender to Hashem, knowing that he is the true judge, and that even when we witness evil thriving, it will not last. And this realization, this understanding that we're in the hands of a just and all-knowing God, leads to gratitude. And this is why David's song ultimately ends with thanksgiving to Hashem. Thank you for studying together Le'iloi Nishmot, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Sherit HaPleita, and their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.